There's this predictable cycle each fall of dropping everything that schools did last year to start some new initiative. And that's particularly concerning when schools stop effective practices like PBIS to implement the next big fad, and teachers are sort of stuck in this trap. So we've been following schools to see what works in terms of sustaining effective practices, what we can do to break this cycle. Some of what we're learning from these schools flies a little bit in the face of some of the common thinking of systems change. For example, it's typical for implementers to focus on establishing a champion in the school, someone who will take the initiative on their shoulders and drive implementation. And while that can be a good strategy for getting a program going, it's actually detrimental to sustainability because those champions are bound to move on eventually. Instead, using a team-based approach may take more time to get going, but it's more durable, especially if they use their school data to improve practices. In our research, we found that contrary to perceptions, schools with a well-functioning team are more likely to sustain than schools with a supportive principal, although having both is probably the most important part.